WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. American companies have started reported earnings for the fourth quarter and amid growing concerns about global economic slowdown and tariffs. The question is, what are those results going to look like? What have they been looking like so far? Shiraz Mian is with us this morning from Zacks Investment Research. Shiraz, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Good to be back, Steve.
I wanted to begin by just getting your take on what we've been seeing in the markets lately. It feels like the high volatility is over, and we've actually seen some favorable momentum lately. Is that your take as well?
That's correct. Yeah, some of the worries that we saw late last year about the Fed, about trade, there is relatively more optimism on those fronts, and that's showing up in stock prices as well.
With the earnings that have started to be reported, I think we're, about 15% in on the S&P. What does the snapshot look like?
So it's not as good as the market has become used to seeing in recent quarters. As of the earnings releases we had last night, we have 65 S&P 500 companies that have reported. Earnings growth is about 14.5%. Revenue growth is about 7%. Close to 71% are beating EPS estimates, and close to 60% are beating revenue estimates. This is the lowest growth pace of the year of 2018, and the proportion of these companies beating estimates is also one of the weakest we have seen in 2 years. So it's not bad. But it's not as good as the market has been seeing over the last many quarters.
And so that would explain why we're not seeing any big giant jumps then in the market. We're not seeing a cheerleading market for any of these earnings reports yet, are we?
That's correct, yeah. So on top of these results, which are showing what happened in the last quarter of 2018, management commentary about business conditions is also not very encouraging. It's still relatively early, but from what we have seen in results and also from pre-announcements, the overall substance and tone of guidance and commentary is negative, and that's prompting analysts to cut their estimates for the first quarter of 2019 as well as for full year 2019. So our analysis shows that the first quarter of 2019 most likely is at risk of going negative. The earnings growth for the first quarter of 2019 going negative.
And I know you've been listening to some of that commentary as I have. They're talking about tariffs. That's heavy on their minds, but also just this general notion that things have started to slow down everywhere.
That's correct, yeah. So we have the emerging markets who combined account for more than two-thirds of the incremental global growth. There's slowdown there, China in particular. There are questions about Europe as well. The economic outlook for Europe has really weakened in recent months. And then there are questions about the U.S. economic outlook as well. There are some exaggerated fears about recession, but even if you put that aside, there's no question that there's some slowing going on in the broader economy, and all of that is showing up in earnings estimates for the coming periods.
So far, we've not seen any big surprises. There have been, I guess, a few. What does that tell you, that we're not seeing any positive surprises?
It adds to this air of uncertainty that the businesses and the markets are dealing with about the macroeconomic environment. The results that we have seen thus far are mostly from the financials that tend to be more domestic-oriented. As we move further along, from the industrials and also from the technology companies. We'll hear more about the issues that you correctly flagged about trade, about international markets. And I would suspect that the negative revisions trend, the trend of estimate cuts, I suspect that would accelerate in the coming days.
And so you're talking about the companies that still have to report. We're going to see more of those industrial companies, more of those companies that are involved in global trade. Without having a crystal ball, we could actually see quite a bit more negative news coming out of this, couldn't we?
That's correct, yes. So the more companies come out and share their outlook, that will be the incremental news most likely will be on the negative side. That'll put further pressure on estimates for Q1 19 as well as for full year 19.
The wonderful thing I like about Zach's, Shiraz, is that there are lots of charts and graphs. There are some good charts in your latest report. Talk to us a little bit about the trends here. You've talked to us about how we've seen some of this growth decelerate. But historically, what does it tell you looking back over the last couple of fourth quarters?
So the trend that we saw in 2018 as a whole was a very strong acceleration in earnings growth. So if we look at the year as a whole, growth is north of 20%. And the main driver for the growth we saw in 2018 was the corporate tax cut we got at the end of 2017. But the reality is that even if we hadn't had the tax cut, growth, though it wouldn't have been north of 20%, it would still have been fairly strong for this stage in the economic cycle. As we moved through 2018, we saw emerging signs of weakness in the global economy, and that is the key driver that's starting to show up in estimates for 2019. So 2018 was unusually strong, with quarterly growth north of 25%. For the fourth quarter, growth is about half of what we saw in the first three quarters of the year. And as we move further along into 2019, it is even slower.
Shiraz, what would be the advice, because I don't want you to put you in that position, but how do investors navigate all of this moving forward, given what your reporting shows?
I would say some of these exaggerated fears, and I call it exaggerated because the underlying fundamentals of the U.S. economy still remain very strong. For those of you listeners who are looking and planning for long-term investments, I think they could look past this day-to-day volatility that we have been seeing in the recent past. There are many areas of the market where the stock prices and, as a result, the valuations have become very attractive. So they could pick stocks in many areas that were flying high in 2017 and early 2018 and are now at much more reasonable levels. The earnings outlook for those areas look a lot good. The balance sheets in many of those industries are very good as well. So my advice to customers and clients always is that if you are looking for the long term, you shouldn't be looking at your portfolio daily and be overly concerned about the day-to-day volatility. Do your due diligence in picking the right companies, and then don't check them daily.
Now, that's pretty good advice. So as we move forward here, are there bellwether companies that are on the schedule for reporting earnings coming up that we should be paying extra attention to?
On the staple side, we have Procter & Gamble on deck to report results a little later. Comcast is reporting results as well later this morning. Then in the evening, we have Ford is reporting and United Rentals. That'll give us some peek into the industrial economy, then tomorrow we have a bunch of technology companies, particularly on the semiconductor side. Semiconductor is very heavily levered and exposed to the global trade and the global economy. So we have Texas Instruments is there, F5 Networks is there, Lam Research is there. And all of that will give us relatively more insight as to what's happening on the global side and what's happening and what those management teams are seeing in their own businesses. So that'll be useful.
All right. Well, good stuff. Shiraz, as always, thank you for sharing your knowledge and advice with us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. Shiraz Mian of Zacks Investment Research. He's a research director there. You can find more at Zacks.com.